The fact of the matter is, whether you've been in network marketing for years or just a few days, your family and friends have seen your opportunity and your phone is, as we call it, burnt. If you're anything like me, that's a scary thought. So the big question is, how do entrepreneurs like us, who love the network marketing profession, who no longer want to be that guy, and are tired of convincing people during uncomfortable, let's get coffee meetings where they say, what's this all about? How do we market in a way that aligns us with our dream clients and expands our network of upfront and transparent professionals, allowing us to get our time back, our families back, and gain a real passive asset? People like us who value impact over income, we deserve to see our visions once and for all. Join me in this podcast where we'll uncover just how to do that. My name is Eric Sablon. Welcome to Burnt Phone Marketing.
Unmute your mics when we open him up.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to experience Michael Burnoff, the founder of the Human Communications Institute, a man heralded as the world's foremost expert on communication, persuasion, and influence. Voted top speaker by audiences and associations time and time again, Michael has helped thousands of people all over the globe transform their lives through his signature events, audio and video programs, and one-on-one consulting. Combining his natural talent as a communicator and deep understanding of human psychology, he has the powerful ability to tap into virtually anyone's motivation strategy. Michael bases all he teaches on a technology he created, human interaction technology, which easily unlocks the mysteries to building charisma, influence, persuasion, and connection with others. As we bring Michael to the stage, he will shed light on subliminal psychological triggers that affect performance and reveal powerful strategies for leaving average life behind. The result is greater financial wealth, physical health, and lasting confidence in all aspects of life, both personal and professional. So if you're ready to learn the technology for taking your life to the next level, please stand and welcome Michael Burnoff.
Pause 1 second, because here he comes. Please, everybody, welcome Mr. Michael Burnoff. Unmute your mics and give me some love.
Hi. Well, welcome. That is exciting. I don't know what time it is where you're at.
Let's go!
How many of you would love that intro for yourself on a Saturday morning? You guys like that? So, all right. Well, let's get rocking and let's get going. And I got to tell you, we were backstage a couple seconds ago and we were chatting and we were going over a little bit about you. And first off, I want to just say to all of you, congratulations. You've made some big commitments. You got some big things going. How many of you are excited to put all of that into action and make it a reality? How many of you are excited about that? Making it a reality for yourself. So this is going to be super, super fun here for the next 45 minutes or so. I'm going to open up my chat box so we can connect here and we get an opportunity to win some Average Sucks gear if you want, get a chance to play around a little bit, have some fun. And let me ask you a question. How many of you have never been on a live 45 minutes with Michael Burnoff before? If that's you, raise your hand. Okay. All right, good. So most of you have not. So this is what's called an experience. And what I mean by that is I talk quickly. I say a lot of things and the majority of what I share gets into your unconscious mind. And even if you try to fight it, it's going to be something that you're going to be able to use automatically. How many of you are excited about that? You guys like that idea? So I am like you. I got to tell you right off the bat, I got to give you a little bit of my background so all of you can understand this is how many of you have an idea, a product, something that you are so excited about that if you could just get people to freaking listen and get them out of their own ways, it would make a difference in their life. How many of you have that? Raise your hand high if you do. Anybody have that? So here's where I come into play and why this is so important, what it is that I do. My background is I came out of direct sales at a very young age. I'm one of these guys that got and started in network marketing and direct sales at a very young age. It's crazy. I was in college and the quarterback at ASU, his mom got me started selling phone cards back in the day. Does anyone even old enough to even know what a phone card is? Okay. I don't know what that is. Like you would get a little card and you pay like $80 for it. And it'd be like, you dial 1-800-576-8152. please access your PIN 8451768254329187. And then boom, now enter the number. And like, look how patient we were in the 90s. Do you guys understand? Now, freaking thing ain't working. It ain't working. It ain't working. So I got my start in direct sales, and that's where I began. I was at it for, this is pre-internet. Like, you guys understand, like, if you were on the internet back when I got started, you were freaking weird. How many of you understand? You were weirdo. Like, weirdos were on the internet when I got started. And what happened was, I got started in this business, and I remember the guy said, just go find three people, get them to give you $100. And I don't know what I did. I would take people to $50 lunches to get them to give me $100 to get in the deal. So I didn't know what was going on, but like, I got it. I got my three people. And they all quit right away. They all quit in a couple of days. And I go to the guy, well, did I do it right? And he said, you did, but you got to keep on going. And what was so interesting about it was that was my experience when I first got started. And I kind of gave up at that point for about a year. I liked the idea, I liked the concept of being an entrepreneur. I liked the idea and concept of being a professional and owning my own destiny. But I also was obsessed with the idea of that I knew what I was doing, that my parents' knowledge they gave me was going to be the answer to get where it is that I wanted to go. And if I kept on doing what I'm doing, one day it's all going to work out. How many of you have been misled by a different organization than this one? And they've told you, just keep going and one day you'll get there. How many of you have been told that? Just be okay. Just keep going. One day you'll get there. Do the same thing. My parents sold me on that idea. I'll talk about that in a bit. And this is really one of those moments that changed everything in my life. And I decided to go from being an entrepreneur, know-it-all, to being a know-it-all valet parking cars. And I was in New Jersey, parking cars in Morristown, New Jersey. Is anybody from New Jersey? Is anyone else as angry as me from New Jersey? Is any New Jersey people? Okay, nobody. All right, good. And I park cars. And what's cool is like when you park cars, you could be so close to success. And success isn't just money, but success was like I'd park Bentleys and Ferraris. So this dude pulls up, good looking guy, super looks like he just got back from Cabo, curly hair in his 40s. You know he did well, and he's driving this Bentley. So here I am with a beat up old Infiniti G20, and I know more than this guy with a Bentley. And the guy comes in for a convention. It was a direct sales company that started with H. You guys know they're in LA. They have a soccer team now. Do you understand? So this dude walks in, and I didn't even know who this freaking guy was. And he comes in, and he goes, here, sir, I'll give you $20 to park my car. And I'm so happy to get $20. And he goes, you, sir, have a good personality. You should come in and check out what we're doing. So I'm getting a compliment from the guy with the Bentley, and all I'm taking is the $20. How many of you see the problem here? Like, I've never really shared it like this before. And literally what happened was I take the $20. The guy goes, you got a good personality. You should check out our opportunity meeting later. I said, you know what? I think it's network marketing. You're talking about direct sales and business. Stuff doesn't work. And I started telling this guy a thing or two. And I started telling him how it was and how it worked. This is a guy that just was happy to take $20 with a guy that has a $250,000 car 25 years ago. Do you guys understand this? I ignored him and he looked at me and he goes, son, can I tell you how much you know about business? And I go, yeah, tell me. Zero. That's not a turkey, folks, for Thanksgiving. Zero. You know zero about business. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. Well, I didn't realize a couple of years later that I didn't know who that gentleman was. I was reading a magazine that was out in the old days called Upline Magazine, and a guy named Mark Hughes just passed away. That was Mark. The owner of Herbalife just told me he was going to help me make my life be where I wanted it to be when I was 19, and I ignored him. How many of you understand that's called getting in your own way? How many of you understand that? Getting in your own way. So I looked at that day, and I go, listen, I am done being stupid. I am done playing small. I'm going to figure this thing out. So I'm excited to be here today because the biggest reason is I have been where every one of you are at and I've figured it out. And what I mean by figured it out is I figured out a very important thing. You have got absolute leaders when it comes to your marketing here, positioning your business, getting yourself your funnels, getting your optimization, everything online. The crew here, they have got your back and they are going to show you. I was talking to Eric about this a minute ago. Like they've got you dialed in. David's got you dialed in. David's got you dialed in. You are going to be golden for the business part. But here's the challenge. What if you cannot get yourself to do what you need to do? Or what if you cannot be as consistent as you need? So what I've mastered over the years is a couple of very simple things. One is getting people results. Number two is doing a very, very subtle thing, getting people's attention, lowering resistance, and increasing receptivity. Now, I want to talk about that for just a second so all of us can understand that, because some of you are drooling. I got it. Now, Thanksgiving, I'm going to get across to my brother and get him to take our product and get him started in our business. And I'm going to get this thing going. And I'm excited about this. I'm really talking about getting your attention, lowering your resistance, increasing your receptivity, so you apply what it is that you've been learning, because you made a big commitment. But how many of you recognize you made it to your current self? I want you to make a commitment to your future self, the one you're capable of being. How many of you recognize that the most disrespectful thing we can do to our future self, who we're going to be in the hospital bed at the end of our lives, would love it right now if you actually showed up and did what needed to get done? How many of you understand that? Are you guys catching on? So this is what I'm going to tell you that I can offer you in the next little bit. This is exciting. And Fabian, you look good with those glasses on. I got to tell you, you look sharp with those glasses as you're driving. Am I right? Like looking sharp, like rock star status. So what I'm going to do right now is tell you a little bit about what you're getting yourself into with me. So here is who I am. Everyone gets a specialty. How many of you would agree that you have some level of a specialty? Anybody agree you got a specialty at somewhere in your life? A specialty, something you're good at? Mike P, you're getting a little bit of background noise. You got to mute yourself. Thank you. So what I was gonna say is, like, here is what I do so I can explain it to you very, very clearly. Okay. In what I do, how many of you have seen a superhero movie? Anybody seen a superhero movie? Okay. There's a good guys and there's bad guys. And it's not even the bad guys think they're bad guys. See, the bad guys think that the good guys are the bad guys because the good guys are getting in the way of what the bad guys want to do. Does anybody get it? Like, there's some truth to what's going on here. So in Superman, when I was a kid, there was Superman and his alter ego, Berserko. So I live in an elite group of communicators that are some of the best in the world that get the very interesting phone calls. I get the phone call when people have challenges. Some of the greatest marketers in the world that had fears of public speaking, I get them over it. They make millions today. I'm the guy that deals with suicide. I'm the guy that gets phone calls where I rewrite infomercials and change 7 words and make companies hundreds of millions of dollars. I didn't say millions. I said hundreds of millions. I have clients that I work with that are some of the biggest YouTube stars in the world that you probably shouldn't let your kids watch. Do you guys understand? I work with these people and their mindset. My alter ego, the people that I'm still friends with, but I don't really agree with what they do, they work for the media. They work for the news. They work for NBC, Fox, CNN, ABC, and everything else. And they do the same thing I do. I get people's attention to buy into their ideas of getting what they want to do and get people's attention to sell them things. The media gets your attention and sells you an agenda. How many of you understand this? I lower your resistance so you get your ass to the gym. They lower your resistance so they could take over your brain. How many of you understand this? I make you more receptive so you can actually use your product. You can be the person you've always wanted to be, get what you want. We already know what they're doing. How many of you understand that? So it's the same skill, same thing. It's either Gandhi use, or it's used like Jim Jones or Hitler or something else. So I'm going to tell you what I'm going to share with you is super powerful, but I'm going to ask you to really, really pay attention to what it is we share. And by the time we're done here today, I'm going to map out a plan to get you not just to take more action, but to really get you to understand what makes you do what you do. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take 10, 15 minutes, share a quick story, connect us, and explain to you very quickly why most people, because let me ask all of you a question. How many of you are a little later than you should be to be successful and you really should be farther ahead right now? Raise your hand, honestly. My mentor right there, most of you have heard of him, Jim Rohn. That is the guy that taught me what I do. I don't know if you ever heard of Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn was my father figure, basically, business-wise as a young boy. I luckily met him in the 90s and he took me under his wing and showed me a thing or two, helped me become a millionaire. And what's interesting about this is that I'm going to share with you why getting what you want and why when somebody like Eric shares an idea with you, half of you does it, or you do it for a period of time and you don't follow through permanently. How many of you would like to do things more often than not? Anybody want that more often than not? Like way more often? And this is a lot of things. This is your business, but folks, I would love you to make extra money so we could talk investing. How many of you would like extra cash? So like I've been buying Tesla stock at $48 a piece in 2015. Do you guys know what that's worth today? I have a few lots of shares. Do you guys understand? I've been collecting Bitcoin and getting it as consulting fees, large 5, 6, 7 figure fees since 2015. Do you guys understand? So I look at investing. And the reason I'm saying this is we want to get this business thing out of the way. So in 3 to 5 years, we could talk about investing. How many of you understand that? You guys getting this? This one leads to the next. And that's how all of this works. So I want to talk to you why most people don't take action don't get enrolled, don't buy, use products they should be using, and what stops you from getting what it is you want? How many of you would like to know the answer once and for all, even if the answer is ugly and it's not that you're lazy or stupid? How many of you would like the answer once and for all? I'm going to give it to you in a minute. Number two is, I want to talk to you truly why goal setting is a challenge for people. And the reason I want to bring this up is it's towards the end of the year right now. Like, you're going to be setting these things. I want you to get them. There's a difference between realization and goal setting. And I'm going to tell you, most people will settle for a goal and they're happy. Oh, look at me. I got a great goal. I'm going to take my kids to Disneyland. Like, I don't care about your goal. I care that you achieved your goal. That is the difference between me. Like, I don't care how good. Like, I play hockey. We were talking about this a minute ago. Like, you said he got a goal. Like, I played hockey this morning, got four goals this morning in the game I played. And the reason I got four goals today is I did something other people didn't do. I put the puck where the goalie's not. I woke up at 4:45 this morning, very dedicated to what I do. And I put the puck where the goalie's not. What do most people do? Shoot the puck. There's a guy next to me bitching, complaining. Oh, I need to get a good shot off. I go, dude, just put it where the goalie's not, in between those red things, and you score. So that is a different target. Look at me, man. Dude, you know how hard I work in my business? I've been at this direct sales thing for 5 years. You know how hard I work? Dude, there's no reward for hard work. How many of you understand that? No reward for hard work. Dude, I switched from hard work to smart work. There's no reward for smart work. Do you understand? There's results. And there's a reward for results. And that's what I want to show all of you how to get. How many of you would like the result to have the courage to get your YouTube videos, your funnels, your videos, all that stuff, and turn it into cash? Anybody want that? That's action. That's what we're going to do. The third thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go like a blitz. I'm literally going to share with you influence techniques, what makes people make decisions. And I'm going to teach you the psychology of what gets people to buy into things and gets people to shift. I taught this to a martial arts gym owner the other day. Has any of you have kids that you've taken to like a martial arts gym or ever done that? Okay. I go, how much is it? He goes, well, we charge $180 a month. I go, some people pay $99, some people pay $180. I go, watch this. I can raise your rate to $500 a month, repositioning what it is we're selling. He goes, yeah, right. 3 minutes later, he goes, holy shit. I'm going to do what you just did. The phone rang. He doesn't even have a $500 membership. He sold it 3 minutes after I got off the phone with him to the next phone call that came in. When the person asked the price, he changed it. They came in and they purchased. It's been 2 days now. He sold three of those already. It doesn't even exist in reality, but he created it. So I'm going to share with you ninja voodoo, like cauldron, witchcraft, amazing voodoo that makes people go. And then I'll end. I'll tell you what we can do from here. And if you like me, we can do some magic. And I'm going to tell you, the boys set up a plan for you that if you tell anybody about it, I'm going to get very, very upset, because it's going to upset other people when I tell you what the plan is later, because this is a special for just you listening to me today, and you're going to love it. So with that said, let's get started. So let's talk about success. Now, here's what I realized. This is typically where, when the speaker gets on, because this is like standard, I'm going to be a speaker and you got to have your story, where where what happens is somebody gets, I get gymnastics. I got gymnastics, figure skating, cheerleading. I mean, having a kid's expensive. If they would have given us the bottom line in high school, maybe it would have worked better than the sex ed class. Instead of showing us like having a baby or syphilis and all that stuff, they should have given us the bottom line and told us we'll never sleep again ever. Do you understand? I got a 20-year-old too. You never get to sleep again. What is she up to? I don't know. I got two girls, right? So so I got it. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Most people, when they get to this point, they're like, okay, tell the tragic story of how you succeeded. And I see this in direct sales on stage. I was a carpet builder one day, and I put a nail through my arm, and I was in the hospital for 8 years. And a lot of it's true. And you're like, dude, if that guy was dumb enough to put a nail through his arm and he became a millionaire, I can do it. Or like my friend, Sean Stevenson, who was my neighbor. Did any of you know Sean? If not, you should look him up. I love Sean. He's not with us anymore. But when he was born, he broke 300 bones in his body at birth. How many of you understand? You don't even know you had 300 bones. It literally came out like, and the doctor said, looked at his mom and said, you got 24 hours, hug your child. You're not going to see him anymore. The guy lived to 40. He was a speaker. He was on Oprah. Tony Robbins interviewed him. He went to the White House. He made millions of dollars. That's motivating. So if you see Sean that never grew past 2.5 feet, 3 feet tall, you're like, dude, if he can do it, I can do it. Or alternatively, if I were to tell you, hey, my dad was Walt Disney or my dad was Steve Jobs, you're like, oh, okay, well, he kept the family fortune. Where success becomes challenging and where most people screw up and why I've got this shirt on and why I'm so adamant about this is there's something going on in the world today that most people didn't realize. See, during that unique year of 2020, I don't say the C word in my house. It's illegal. I don't say the P word either. The media, let them say those words. It's being talked about enough. Every time you say it, you make it more real. How many of you understand that? Let's not talk about it anymore. Here's what I call it. The unique year that we didn't ask for. You guys got it? You like that? I didn't ask for it. You didn't ask for it. The unique year. So what was 2020? The unique year. So during that year, I started brainwashing my kids. Now, here's how we brainwash our kids, because if you don't brainwash them, Kim Kardashian will. Again, that's dangerous. Or some of my clients online will, or they're going to get brainwashed by, Doja Cat or something like that. You don't want your kids anywhere near this shit. Do you understand? So what happens is I started brainwashing my kids with Little House in the Prairie. Okay, Cardi B. Yeah, that's exactly a great role model. My role model is Cardi B. Yeah, if you are like looking to get into prostitution. But the point is what I'd like to help all of you to think about, and that's a business model. If you want to get into the P word, you can get into the P word. It's possible, right? But so I brainwashed my kids with Little House on the Prairie. How many of you remember that show? Anybody remember that show? Okay. So let me tell you about what Little House on the Prairie was so great. It's the same way that before I grew up, it was what the world was like pre-1940s. You were broke or you weren't, and that was it. That was it. And after 1940, because remember, like they lived in the prairie, everything sucked. Every episode was like challenge, problem, challenge, problem, challenge, problem. Yeah, we did it. We did all of the Lucy and we did I Dream of Jeannie. We did them all. Okay. Different Strokes is rolling right now. But the point is, then what happened is Nelly was rich, they were poor, and that was it. So right around 1948, they invented something. And this is why success is hard for people. They said, we have a great idea. Stupid idea. We are going to override biological functions of human beings, and we are going to invent a concept that was never, ever existed, that is a social construct that does not really agree to biology, and we invented something called the middle class. Now, let me ask all of you a question. How many of you grew up lower, middle, or upper middle class? Be honest. I'm straight down the middle, middle class. Anybody? Now, you're like, dude, Michael, that's wrong of you to say. Middle class is privileged. Yeah, you're privileged. You're okay. And you're okay. Lower class still, I'll tell you, is different. There's lower middle class, and upper middle class. See, when you're middle class, you're okay. And you're okay if you're okay. And you're still okay if you're okay. And you're okay if you're still okay. And okay is still okay if okay is okay. But here's the problem. As soon as okay is not okay, it's not okay anymore. When you're middle class, you have enough. When you're like lower and have nothing, you're friggin' instantly motivated. How many of you understand that? When you're okay, your motivation gets stripped. And then if you're rich, you got to make sure you either don't blow it up your nose, or you need to make sure to find a way to keep the money. How many of you understand that? Like, you got to figure it out. So what happens is, what I'd like to do, and I want to really get you to figure this out, is what we need to recognize where the problem came in is we have been teaching people to get to the middle, and that is not a solution. We need to teach people how the very simple subject. And the reason I say the word average sucks is we've been teaching people to get to be the middle instead of teaching people to be the best version of themselves. How many of you remember being a kid and looking up to people? I looked up to Mike Tyson. I looked up to Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky. What business did we have looking up to these people? We should have been looking up to ourselves and being the best version of ourselves. If you would have played full version you, okay, David in your life, or you would have played full version you, Jordan in your life, or you would have played full version you, Michelle or Jan or Patricia or anybody, these folks would look up to you. How many of you are getting this? Anybody catching on? But instead we're like, how do we be like everyone else? And we got everyone going to the middle and we got stuck. So this is where the middle class thing was a problem. My parents, I remember going to the Short Hills Mall in New Jersey, go, Mom, look at that fancy car. And you know what she told me? I said, how do I get a car like that? She goes, got to be a business owner. So I'm asking my mom, the school teacher, how do you become a business owner? Here's the advice she gave me. Be a good person and work hard. I get into business and you know what I did? I worked hard and I was a good person and I failed miserably. How many of you recognize hard work is not going to win this battle? How many of you understand that? It's going to be a change in perception. So we need to understand psychology. And I'm excited, Sheila, that you got out of that because this is what's exciting. Where's my friend Sheila? Where's she at? Where's Sheila? Do I see Sheila here? I see her typing in. Where's she at? I see Sheila here. She's typing here about government assistance. That's great. The point is, I don't see her on the sheet, but she's here somewhere. But the point is, why I'm bringing this up is we've got, oh, there she is right there. She's right up top. Hey, what's up, Sheila? Okay, awesome. So what I recognize is all of us shift our lives based on something. Now, how many of you have ever said, why the hell did I just do that? Or why don't I push myself? Or like, why do I like work out for 3 weeks and take off for a month? How many of you know what I'm talking about? Like, why do I have a great month in business? Like, how many of you have had a great month and then just a follow up of the shit month? How many of you have done that? Great shit, great shit, great shit. It didn't mean you have a great shit. It means like great and then off, great, then off, great, then off, right? So let me explain why that happens. And I'm going to draw real quick to make certain all of us get this. And it drives you nuts. So here's what happens. Do I say it correctly? Is it Konik? When you go to the bank, if they say, are you Konik? And like, and they're like, I got 80 million bucks. You'd be K for all I care. Doesn't really matter. You could be Special K. Doesn't matter. The cereal box. Okay. Or the hallucinogen, either one you want. But the point is, what I want to do is I want to share this concept with you guys and talk to you about how all of you got here. Every single one of you has had a moment in your life where you said to yourself, never again. How many of you have said never again? Never again, I'll be treated this way. Never I'll work for anybody else. Never am I going to be treated bad. Never I'll be in a relationship like that. And how many of you ladies have ever said never again with a guy and you still got back with him one more time? Stop being stupid. You know, you shouldn't do that. I just busted Emma. She's like, I'm still in it. I got to get out twice. That's a 10 times I've done it. But the point is, how many of you are noticing that I'm having fun right now? Does anyone notice I'm having fun? How many of you recognize I want you to have fun? How many of you realize the way you explain your business, you're probably freaking boring. You need to learn how to be what, folks? F-U-N, fun, because people like to have what? Fun. So I'm explaining a concept thing, but I'm having fun. So we all get to a point in our lives where we say, never again. What do we say, folks? Never again. And in that moment, we get pissed off and then we say, do not want. So I'm going to put this here. We say to ourselves, I don't want that. No. That says do not want, for those of you that read really horrible English, right? When it's written bad, do not want. So that what that means is it's kind of like you get out of a restaurant, you get food poisoning again, and you say never again. You look behind, I'll never do that again. So in that like fired up state you're in, your brain's okay, I got it. I see Sheila's excited. She meant never again. So what does she want? And in that moment, you write down what you want. So what you go want? And what you don't want, what you want, what you don't want, what you want, what you don't want. And this becomes your parameters in life, your borders of what it is that you do. So have you ever been at dinner with friends? And usually the conversation is about what they want and what they don't want. It's never about what they're going to do. It's, I don't really want my kids to be bad kids. I really want them to focus. I really don't want this type of thing for the world, but I really want this. They don't actually work on getting it. They just talk about it. And the reason why is we don't actually get what we want. We just strategically want it. So here's what happens, because your unconscious mind, its main desire is to really give you what you asked for. So you're like, dude, I just don't want that. But I do want this. Your brain's like, okay, I got it. He is so excited thinking about this thing. I already know that if he gets it, he's not going to be as excited. So let's have him dream about it always and have like a 1-900 number relationship with the thing he wants, and it'll never be real. How many of you understand this? You dream about the six-pack abs, you dream about the body, you dream about the business. We've got to change this. This isn't just you. This is your prospects, your family, your neighbors, and every other freaking person that goes to a gym. So what happens is you develop something called an identity. Everybody take the right hand and put it in the air. This is your need to be right. Okay, so let me tell you what happens with your rightness. How many of you have done this before? You had a big old plan to work out. Come on, how many of you have done it? You're going to start working out. Okay, you know, come on, you know you've done it. I know, it took Brandy a minute. She goes, they're all going to go first, then I'll raise my hand, right? So what happened is you're like, tomorrow's the day. You put the goal that you're going to wake up at 4 a.m., you go to bed with your Lululemon pants on. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You got your yoga shoes by the bed. You've got your keys in the car, your water bottles in the fridge. How many of you have planned like this? Like, I'm going tomorrow morning. I'm on. And right before you go to bed, you got the whole plan right on the nightstand. You're going to wake up at 4:45 before the kids. You even had a conversation with the dog that it's not going to wake everyone up in the house. You can get out, right? Right before you go to bed, you wash your face, you comb your hair so you don't look like a bear, whatever it is you're going to do. And you know what you do? You take off your plan of who you are today and you put it over who you're going to be tomorrow. So when you wake up at 4:45 in the morning, you know what happens? Your brain goes, what are we going to do today? And the first thing you see is who you were yesterday. How many of you recognize we do this all the time? It's called your identity. We need to change your identity. How many of you recognize you identify currently more as a person that doesn't have what you want versus someone that has it? How many of you understand that? I talk about this in my book, Average Sucks. It's very, very simple, is that I identified as a guy that played hockey, that liked to hit people. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'6", 230. I hit people. I passed. I worked hard, but I never identified as a goal scorer till I was 40 years old. And then one day I'm sitting there on the bench and I'm like, why don't I score goals? And I go, I've never really made it my agenda. It's just, I identify as this other person. I go, well, what do the goal scorers do? And I said, they put the puck where the goalie's not. So I went on and did it the next shift. And since that day, 3 years ago or 4 years ago, I've been identifying as a goal scorer on a regular basis. And I've scored hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of goals in my league. And then recently I even said to myself, I used to think I was slow, slow at learning, slow at speed, slow at running. Why did I want to identify as that? How many of you recognize we have to realize that we identify as a struggler, we identify as a getting buyer, we identify as someone that's going to figure it out versus this shit's easy for someone like me? How many of you understand the people I look up to, like my buddy Howie's a billionaire. Howie just makes things work. Howie's a health fanatic. He invented the e-cigarette, okay? He made a few billion dollars. Health fanatic, he invented it. Maybe he saw an opportunity, I don't know, did it, sold it to Japan Tobacco. But the point is, we have an identity. And then what happens is the last thing to put ourselves in a box. Now, this box is important to understand because this box represents every prospecting time you talk to people. This thing says people. How many of you would agree that you have what you don't want, you have what you do want, you have an identity of how you see yourself, and you've attracted the appropriate people to have in your life to literally keep you where it is you're at so you can live right in the middle? And this is the part that sucks, but is also wonderful, called your average. So we all have an average. Let me give you guys some all good news right now. You don't have to work as hard as you work, and you could sit on your ass for the next 3 months. And I guarantee the next 3 months after that, you'll get back to exactly where you're at because you are predetermined and predestined to be where it is you currently are because you do what you do automatically. You just don't get what you want automatically. How many of you are getting this right now? If you are, give me a ding, 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 ding. You're like, Michael, this is not true. This time is going to be different. You don't understand. This time is going to be different. And you're getting, I get it, dude. I've heard this before. Come on. Let's stop joking around. Let's get real. And let's change things right now while we're doing this right here in the film. So I'm going to give you, there's one word that changes everything. And if you've worked with me before, you can't go. I'm going to give a chance to win one of my Average Sucks shirts. I'll show you how to get these later. But if you know the answer, please don't go. But what is the one thing we do more than anything else in the world every day of the week? And I'll give you a hint. It's not think about sex. Mm-mm, it's not that. But what is the one thing we do more than anything else in the world? Put it in the box. Put things off. Okay. Keep going. If you get the exact word, I'll give Cindy the shirt. Come on, put in the box. What do we do more than anything? Dream, procrastinate, nothing, procrastinate. What is this, like copycat stuff? What else do we got? All right. Keep going. I need to see a few more. Compare ourselves to us. Okay. So all of these things you wrote are a version of what I'm going to say, but it's not the exact word. Okay. Here's what it is. You're going to be like, well, that's what I meant. Can I tell you about that's what I meant? That's what I meant is not what you said. How many of you recognize we need to stop with that's what I meant? Whatever you just said did what it just did. Like, well, I didn't mean that to your wife. You freaking said it. You just need to own it. You said that. And when you say that way, your wife or husband reacts that way, or boyfriend or girlfriend, you said that. So I don't care what you meant. That's what you said. So here's the one thing we do more than anything else in the world. We communicate. How many of you agree breathing is a form of communication with the body? How many of you understand that? How many of you agree sales is a form of communication? How many of you are getting your ass out of bed is a form of communication? How many of you are parenting is a form of communication? Okay, how many of you agree leadership is a form of communication? How many of you agree you got some videos that you got to get done and things you got to do, which are all a form of what, folks? Communication. What is, and we got a big sign downstairs. I own a company called the Human Communications Institute. And this huge institute right now that we're in, this big building. I bought what used to be a temple and a church prior. So we are super blessed. I'm just telling you, we're all good here. Okay. But the point is, I got a sign downstairs. It says your future hinges on your ability to effectively communicate. I'll say it one more time. Your future hinges on your ability to effectively communicate. But this is what we believe here. That communication is the most underdeveloped and underutilized asset that we have to getting everything we want in our lives, period, 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 period. And I'll say it one more time. We take our kids to school. We make sure they have an organic lunch. We help them with our homework.
thank you so much for your listenership and your continued support of Burnflow Marketing Radio. This is Eric Sablon. And as a bonus to you, I wanted to give you guys a free strategy session with me. All you have to do is go to www.burnphonemarketing.com/book-a-call. And we will set up a strategy session to help you get unstuck. So that's www.burnphonemarketing.com/book-a-call.